Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Chime, here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Your first reaction, I guarantee, is probably, what the hell is Chime doing, telling himself to play the Open? Well, here's the deal. My good pal, Mike Mutnanski, is out sick today. He is unable to perform, and so I decided, instead of going no episode, quick 10-minute pod of just Chime. Yep, that's right, just me. So if you hate me, you can tune out now. Fair warning, there you go. And if you don't hate me, if you're excited for a Chime solo pod here for a quick 10 minutes prior to the Pats-Cardinals game, then feel free to tune in. It's going to be a good time. Over the weekend, Mutt and I had a great, great weekend. I think we were a combined 5-1 on the pod. Mutt, a perfect 3-0. So good job out of my guy, Mike Mutnanski. He'll take his victory lap whenever he returns from his illness. His whole family has gotten sick over the last few weeks, so not shocked that it ended with him being, you know, being the strong adult figure in male figure in the household. You know, got to save the best for last, right? But the Pats face off against the Cardinals tonight on Monday Night Football. Patriots currently 1.5-point favorites in Arizona. The total in the game, over 43.5. I got to tell you, I have been tussling with this line all week. It hasn't been something I've been looking forward to bet. Mutt and I have talked about it a few times already, how Patriots games in general just aren't fun to bet right now. They're not very good. Their offense isn't particularly prolific in any stretch of the imagination, and their defense has been good against bad teams and then struggled against good teams. And I don't know exactly where I sit on the Cardinals. I'm kind of low on the Cardinals, but I don't know that I necessarily equate them with the Cleveland Browns and the Lions of 8 weeks ago. The Lions of now, a whole different story, by the way. But that's a conversation for another time. It's just I'm in a weird spot with this game. So ultimately, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the 1.5 with the Arizona Cardinals at home. I know it's weird. All of the numbers, every piece of information would seem to indicate that I should take the Patriots, right? Belichick should destroy a guy like Cliff Kingsbury. Belichick should very much, with 11 days off, make sure that his offense is functional and prepared and ready to go. And yet, I keep staring at this line, and I don't buy it. I don't buy the Patriots. I don't buy their offense, especially. I don't buy their defense. And so I'm going to take the Cardinals. I'm going to take the team with more talent is basically where my head's at right now. It's not necessarily that I think the Cardinals are exponentially better or even marginally better. I guess they're pretty similar, these two teams. But I'm going to take the Cardinals just because of the talent. And then I lean over 43.5. I do think there will be some points in this game. The Patriots offense can't just be putrid the entire season, right? They have to do something. I think they've gone 7 straight red zone trips without a touchdown. That's got to change eventually, right? At some point, I don't think Arizona's defense is all that good. I think there's some opportunities here for the Patriots. They will be without Jacoby Myers, which is a bit of an issue for them. They also won't have Isaiah Wynn, Jalen Mills. I think that's the majority of the injuries. But regardless, Jacoby Myers to me is the big one. Nobody really cares as much that Isaiah Wynn is out. And I think there's going to be some other receivers that are going to have to step up and have some good games. And that'll actually be reflected in my prop picks. But the big props I want to look at is we know what the Patriots have been dealing with the last couple weeks and what they will continue to deal with the rest of the season. And that is legitimate talent at the number one wide receiver position. They've already faced off against Justin Jefferson and Stephon Diggs in back-to-back weeks. Now you draw DeAndre Hopkins, Davante Adams, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and then Stephon Diggs once again down the stretch here. And the last two games, it hasn't appeared as though the Patriots are able to successfully cover these number one receivers. They're just constantly open and constantly gaining yards and constantly helping their teams move the sticks, and I think that's going to continue today. So the big bets I'm going to be making in this game aren't on the side or on the total, but it's going to be on DeAndre Hopkins, right? His current line is set at 75.5 yards. I want the over on 75.5 receiving yards for DeAndre Hopkins. I also want the over 6.5 receptions for Hopkins in this game. I think both of them are very in reach. The last time I played a DeAndre Hopkins receptions prop, he had 7 in the first half, and I cashed easily. I think that was the game against the San Francisco 49ers that they got absolutely pumped in. I don't think that'll be the case in this game, but I do think there's a good chance DeAndre Hopkins has a really good game, which is also why I would play an anytime TD score for him at plus 115. I think all three of those bets are very good bets if you're looking for Cardinals players to invest in. I don't see how the Patriots are going to successfully be able to stop DeAndre Hopkins after having struggled so mightily with Stephon Diggs and Justin Jefferson in back-to-back weeks. I understand they have 11 days off, but the majority of their issues reside on the offensive side of the ball. So I think that's where Belichick's attention has been. I don't think it's been on the defense. And without Belichick's attention to these number one receivers, I'm not confident that this team is prepared and ready to handle a number one receiver, quite like DeAndre Hopkins, who has had a fantastic season since returning from his suspension. So that's how I would that's my plan Cardinals players to invest in this game. I've also toyed with the idea of Kyler Murray over 35.5 rushing yards. I don't think that is a bad play. That's a lean, though, for me. I don't know if I'm going to play that yet or not. I like it. Don't love it. The majority of my bankroll this week, or in this game, will be on DeAndre Hopkins. If you parlay, by the way, same game parlay, all those DeAndre Hopkins stats together, so it's over 69.5. He doesn't even need to get to 76. He just needs to get to 70. Over 69.5, 7-plus receptions, and a touchdown in this game. Put you at 3-1. A nice 3-1 bet for you for DeAndre Hopkins. I really like that. I think there's a good chance that Hopkins has that line. He has a really good day, similar to the guys that the Patriots have faced the last couple weeks. Now, when you're talking about Patriots players, as I mentioned, Jacoby Myers will not be in this game. So Mac Jones is going to have to throw the football somewhere. And for me, that means Nelson Agholor might have a decent day today. I'm going to go over 29.5 receiving yards for Nelson Agholor. It feels like him and Mac have had a decent connection, especially when Myers isn't on the field. Agholor seems to be one of the guys he looks to. So I love Agholor over 29.5 receiving yards. And then receptions-wise, I actually want Ramondre Stevenson over 4.5. This is juiced up at minus 155, so I more so recommend it for any same-game parlays that you're out there playing. It's a lot of juice there. If this number gets bumped up to 5.5, I'm still hesitant, but I might still take it. I like it better at 4.5 than 5.5 here. But ultimately, Mac Jones has been checking down left and right to Ramondre. He has been awesome. Awesome in the pass game. I mean, you look at the Buffalo game here. He had, what, 6 catches on 8 targets in the Buffalo game. He had 9 catches the week before against the Vikings. Especially if the Patriots find themselves down at any point in this game, Ramondre Stevenson is going to get a lot of opportunity for checkdowns here. Also, if the Patriots find themselves down, I don't expect them to necessarily win the football game. That's the tougher part for them. So if you're interested in the Patriots at all, I like the Nelson Agholor over 29.5 receiving yards, Ramondre Stevenson over 4.5 receptions. Also, if you have faith that the Patriots might actually win this football game, I recommend playing them in the first quarter, plus a point. Arizona has been atrocious in the first quarter. You could even play the first quarter money line. Patriots need to win the quarter, can't tie. I don't hate that. I think that the Patriots have a good opportunity to get out in front. A lot of the times they're opening scripts for game have been good. It's past that where they have to adjust to the defense, or the defense adjusts to you and you're unable to adjust going forward, that they tend to struggle. So I don't hate the Patriots money line or even the plus 1 point in the first quarter. That's kind of it that I have for this game. When you look at the public money right now, it's pretty split and even when it comes to the spread. The Patriots are getting 53% of the bets, 52% of the money. Cardinals, 47%, 48%. So It's pretty even across the board there. People seem to be on the same kind of boat as me, unable to determine. I'm going against the money, though, here when it comes to the total, as I leaned over 43.5. 93% of the money is, in fact, on the under with only 54% of the bets there, which indicates to me that there's a lot of sharp money, a lot of heavy money on the under in this game, which is why I think it's so low. It is a primetime game. Primetime games have skewed under this season, but I don't think either of these defenses are all that good. I think they're kind of frauds, if we're being completely honest. So that's why I would lean more over there and go against the public. Yeah, those are all my prop bets, my bets on the game for tonight. If you're interested in anything else in this game, please shoot us a tweet and let us know what you're thinking about playing tonight. I'm curious how people are approaching tonight's game and where their kind of heads lie at the moment. Also, last thing for you, if you've listened through this 10 minutes so far, thank you very much. It's just Shime, no mutt. And I do have a Prince of Pucks bet for you. If you just can't do the Patriots game tonight, you just don't want to watch it or whatever, or you just want to set it and forget it bet in the NHL, I like the over 6.5 in Minnesota-Edmonton tonight. The Wilds have been playing in very high-scoring games outside of their last game against Vancouver, but that's because Vancouver stinks, so they were up 3-0 and got to pack it in. Edmonton also, again, I say this all the time, and it worked a lot for me last year as well. Edmonton is a high-flying offensive team with bad defense and bad goaltending. So the any time I get a game here with Edmonton that they're playing another team who's been pretty high-scoring, I want to take the over. So I'll take the over 6.5 in Edmonton, Minnesota tonight for the Prince of Pucks. That'll do it. That's it. Just those. You got my props. You got my total, my side and my lean on the total tonight. And then you got Prince of Pucks. I will be back tomorrow. I'm hoping Mutt has recovered and will also be back with me tomorrow so we can recap Patriots Cardinals. We'll also take a look at the whole scope of the NFL. I have a futures bet right now that I think needs to be discussed. I need Mutt to weigh in on it. So once he gets back, we'll discuss that. We'll go from there. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and review the podcast. We appreciate everything you do for us, all the listeners out there. But we need to make sure that you are subscribed and that you give us a nice little 5-star rating wherever you are listening. Thank you so much, and I will see you guys tomorrow. See ya.